This is a podcast version of our YouTube video. Make sure to subscribe to Oddspedia on all platforms so you don't miss any content. Now on with the show. Hello and welcome to Odds on Ligue 1. We are going to analyze this year also the French Championship, and we are going to start, of course, with the first match day. And we have with us Alain Balnegre. How are you, Alain?
Hello, Edu. I'm fine.
Let's analyze all 10 games we have on this weekend. But before we can check actually the outright odds, since this is the start of the championship, and last season we had the big surprise of seeing Lille winning the championship. Below we can check all the outright odds, and here actually in the French championship the bookies only expect one winner, PSG, with odds 1.22. the follower Olympique Lyon odds are 14 for them, and Lille or Monaco 21. Alain, do you see any possibility of a surprise this season or not really?
Well, really difficult. The last season was a big surprise. Now, for many reasons, PSG is favorite. First, for the market, with the signing of the Donnarumma, Ramos, Wijnaldum, Hakimi, changed the team, improved the team. And after the rival Lyon, Lille, Monaco, and Olympique Marseille, maybe only Marseille are strongest than the last season. But I don't saw Olympique Marseille win the league. Logical. It's logical about the quote and the odds of the rival. No surprise.
Mm-hmm. Well, then let's move on and analyze game by game. The French Championship is starting on Friday. We have Monaco-Nantes. Monaco, they just played yesterday, actually, in the preview of the Champions League, and they were able to beat Sparta Prague. Last season, they finished third, so let's see if this season they can at least fight a little bit with PSG for the title. And Nantes, they struggled a lot last season to keep the category. Here the odds are very, very favorable. Monaco really favorite. Alain, odds 1.56 for the home team.
Yes, Monaco is really favorite. Monaco is one of the most exciting projects in the French football, with a really young team. Their change not so much. They conserve the best young player like Tchouaméni, Fofana, Disasi, Badiashile, Sofiane Diop, and this week there will be by Boadu, the striker of AZ Alkmaar. His complete team. Kovac give a clear identity about the team. And yesterday in Prague, we can show the Monaco the continuity about the last season. Nantes is an opposite moment. Nantes have a lot of problems. The project, they don't have project. Maybe it's better to define Nantes in this way. Every season they change 2-3 trainer. Every season they fight against Ligue 2, and the dynamical don't will be changed. The friendly match, they have a lot of difficulty. Only 2 game winning, about 5. And I saw Monaco winning with 2 goal of difference.
All right, then we can go for Asian handicap minus 2. For instance, we have odds 3.67 or minus 1.5. So if they win for 2 goals difference, as you say, Alain, the odds are 3.7 for Monaco in this case. Then the next game on Saturday, we have Olympique Lyon-Brest. Lyon, they finished fourth last season, but they lost Depay, a player who was able to score 20 goals. They've had a very hard preseason, actually, with really strong rivals, Villarreal, Sporting, Porto, or Wolfsburg. But I guess they should win this first game playing against Brest, a team that finished 17th last season, only 1 point ahead of Nantes. So one of the teams that I guess we all expect to be fighting against relegation. Lyon, even more favorite than Monaco to win this first game, odds 1.39.
Yes, there are 2 teams that changed the trainer during the summer. Lyon signing Peter Bosz, It will be a Lyon more offensive than the past. It's true that they lose Depay, but Dembélé is back, and every season Lyon present a new talent. I think this year can be the season of Ryan Cherki, a really young player. He have a lot of minutes the last season, and I think this year Peter Bosz will be give him a lot of minutes. Brest is the opposite, because Brest was an offensive team about the idea, and with the signing of Michel Derzakarian, ex trainer of Montpellier, there will be a search to have a more stability in defensive phase. During the summer, they don't signing a player to have an improve about the individual skills in his defensive line. For this game, I saw minimal for game over 3.5 for this Lyon Brest, and he will be probably announced frequently with Lyon this year.
Okay, so a lot of goals then for this game. You said over 3.5 goals. We have odds 2.04, so the book is actually expect a lot of goals for this game. David is asking you, Alain, who will be the underdog in League One this season?
Well, the underdog, every season we have surprise in Ligue 1. This season, the underdog maybe can be the Stade Rennais. Rennes, during the summer, they move really, really well, and they conserve some talents in the team. Genesio is a trainer with an idea of football really, really clear and adapt to his squad. If I must to give you an underdog, I think Stade Rennais can be surprised this season.
Okay, so David, you already know. Let's move on to the next game. We have PSG doing their debut in Ligue 1 against Troyes. PSG, that they started the season but with their own foot, because they lost the Super Cup last weekend against Lille, but now they are facing a newly promoted team like Troyes from Ligue 2. So of course we should expect PSG to thrash them, I guess, or maybe not. You will tell me, with many absentees yet PSG, because many of their stars, they are still on holidays.
No, I don't wait a crash PSG in Troyes. It's true, Troyes made a very good season in Ligue 2. Their Manchester City is the owner of Troyes. Something changed in Troyes for the project. Before, Troyes was a team go one season in Ligue 1 and back to Ligue 2. But it's a very, really young team. And the history said in the three last game, Troyes scored 0 goals against Paris Saint-Germain, and Paris Saint-Germain scored 12 in 3 games in Troyes. And after the Super Cup, I think PSG can be crushed. And I saw PSG winning with 3 goals of difference Saturday in Troyes.
Then, if we check the odds, we have PSG -2, Asian Handicap -2. The odds are 2.38 for them. Even if you want to take a little bit more of risk, PSG Asian Handicap -2.5. Odds are around 3.0 for Pochettino's men. Then let's move on Sunday's games. The team that you said that it could be the underdog, this Ligue 1, Rennes. They are facing Lens at home at Rathom Park. You mentioned how they have a new coach, Bruno Genesio, that was former Lyon coach. And Lens, they were this close to get the European position spot last season, but finally, actually, it was Rennes, the one that got the 6th spot in the league. And they signed a classic player of the French Championship, like Kakuta. Odds are not bad, actually, for your team, Rennes, to start good the season with a victory. Odds 2.08.
But it's true. Lens was, for me, the underdog last season. But in the last 10 games, they don't can't have that continuity to catch the Europa League. During the summer, they work really well. They have very good results. Lens, at the opposite of Rennes. Genesio made a lot of try. Their search is 11 titulars for the beginning of the season. For this game, I don't will be give you who will be win, but I will be take a risk with another 3.5, because I think they're two teams really offensive, and the Sunday in Rennes we will be watch a pyrotechnical game.
Then if we have a goal feast in Rason Park, odds are 3.6 for over 3.5 goals. So we have to see at least 4 goals in this game. The next game is Bordeaux-Clermont, and it's interesting, Bordeaux, you will tell me if you like or not the appointment of Vladimir Petkovic as manager after managing for some time the Swiss national team. Actually, it's his first club after Lazio in 2012. Now he's taking care of Bordeaux, and the first game is at home and should be, I guess, a victory against another newly promoted team in this league, unlike Clermont.
But Bordeaux, yes, Petkovic is a good trainer. Petkovic is a trainer give a lot of peace to the ambient, because he have a lot of very good communication. He has really pace to transmit to the place. Bordeaux have a lot of problem with the identity. That during the summer, Gerard Lopez, ex-president of Lille, came in Bordeaux. After the problem, you can have the best trainer, but if you don't have the player, it's difficult to have results. And with this base, it's only 2 weeks. Then he has only 2 weeks to working, and he has a difficult game. A difficult game because Clermont-Ferrand the last season in Ligue 2 was probably the most funny team, really offensive. The team has a lot of personality. They want the possession of the ball, concept really clear. They don't change a lot. They conserve the same squad like last summer. I will be take a risk. For me, Clermont will be winning in Bordeaux Sunday.
All right. Clermont, actually, if they win, odds are 4.0. So very good odds, even if you want to be a little bit more cautious and get Clermont Asian Handicap 0. So if there is a draw, you get your money back. The odds are 2.76 for Clermont to start with the right foot, the Ligue 1. Then our next game, Nice-Reims. Last season, Nice, they finished ninth. They had a good pre-season, actually. They were able to draw against Milan. They beat Dynamo Kiev, for instance, and they signed some good players like Todibo, Lemina, or even Justin Kluivert, taking on loan. Then Reims, they finished 14th last season. Ended, actually, pretty bad the season at the end. Here, Reims, actually coached by an Spanish manager, Oscar García. Nice really favorite to win this game. Alain, odds again 2.05.
Yes, maybe the last season Nice don't respect the quality of his squad. He's a squad really young with a lot of talent, but last season they had the problem with the trainer. First with Patrick Vieira, after with Adrian Urcea. The talent of Nitz, in my opinion, he can be the one of the underdog of the Ligue 1, because they're signing what they need, a good trainer. Galtier, you can like, you can dislike, but Galtier has identity, idea, motivation, really a lot of passion, and with the young player, is I think is very good. we can saw his job in Saint-Etienne and in Lille with underdog team, but always he put the team in European competition. Now this season needs this is one of the most interesting project in France because the property have money and spend money, and for that during this summer he's seen a very good player. I think Kelvin Stengs is interesting forward to play in the wide like Galtier liking. Rosario in the middle will be put aggressivity, personality, win the second ball, very important for this team, really academic. Maybe in some games when there must to put more aggressivity, last season they miss in that way. Nice favorite, I think there will be win against one of us, another young team. But in Reims, we don't understand well what is the really goal. Yes, conserve the Ligue 1, but with that political way of seeing a young player in Europe, normally you wait for win a step. We can play for the Europe, but I don't saw the team playing for Europe. The changement about the system of play will be hard for the team because it was a team really defensive, a team playing only in transition, and now Oscar is Cruyff mind. He wanna play another football. And fans of Stade de Reims will be patient to have and show the really system of play of Oscar Garcia.
Mm-hmm. Then Nice to win, as you expect, odds 2.04. You mentioned that Nice, they have money and they bought Stengs from AZ Alkmaar. Actually, they paid 15 million euros, which is not bad at all, especially in these times. Then next game, Saint-Étienne Lorient, from an experienced coach as Galtier to another one as Claude Puel managing Saint-Étienne. They lost actually a lot of precision games against big teams, though, against like Marseille or Eintracht Frankfurt. They finished 11th last season, so I guess their hopes is to get closer to the European spots. And their first game is against Lorient. They finished 16th last season, only 2 points more than the playoffs for relegation. Again, here the home team favorite, but still with good odds, 2.3 for Saint-Étienne victory.
Well, Saint-Étienne have a big problem is the finance. It's financial problem because they can't buy a player, they can make market. And his summer market is conserve the young player. Camara, for example, Neyou, the goalkeeper, Etienne Green, was a really big surprise the last season. Now, I think Puel in the second part of the season improved a lot the team. He find a goalkeeper like Etienne Green. And a striker like Wahib Ghazri in the second part of the season was really excellent. For me, his favorite Saint-Étienne because Lorient still with the same project like the last season, but we saw Lorient was one of the best team away last season. The curiosity is the last year, the first game in Saint-Étienne was a Saint-Étienne Lorient. And I think Saint-Étienne will be win this game again against the team of Pelissier.
Okay, odds 2.3 then for Saint-Étienne. Then very similar odds again for the next one, Strasbourg Angers. Strasbourg to win, odds 2.06, and thanks to them, we have Kevin Gameiro back to Ligue 1. Actually, very active Strasbourg in the summer transfer window. Two teams that finished in the middle lower part of the table last season. I guess they were 13th. And then They sold an important player like Nuri to Wolverhampton. Do you see also Strasbourg that favorite as being the odds only 2.06 against Angers, who actually they ended up the season with more points than Strasbourg?
Yes, because Strasbourg, when the team play at home, is difficult to win in Strasbourg because is a public, one of the most passionate fans in Ligue 1. Now Strasbourg changed the trainer during the summer. Stéphane came from Rennes, and it will be difficult for him improve the working of the job of Thierry Loret, because the squad I think is not the best squad in Ligue 1. During the summer, they don't have really important operation. They lose Simacan, was the leader in defense. Mitrovic went to Getafe, and I think maybe in the defensive part there will be have a lot of difficulty respect to the pass. Angers changed the trainer too. Moulin, after a decade in Angers, leave to going to Caen, but I think the new trainer Baticla is interesting. It will be interesting to saw this trainer in the sense of he has a lot of passion, more than Moulin, and Angers need that one, because the last season the team was a little not motivated, but they lose passion, because working 10 years with the same trainer is hard. I will be take a risk for this game, Edu, and for me it will be a draw.
A draw then, odds 3.58 against Strasbourg and Angers. Then we have the champion, Lille. They are traveling to Metz, who finished 10th last season, and they've only suffered one defeat, actually, in the pre-season, whereas Lille, as we mentioned, they were able to win the Super Cup against PSG with that goal scored by Xhaka. Probably it's going to be super, super hard, Alain, for Lille to play Champions League, to keep a good level in Champions League and in Ligue 1 this season.
Yes, and we will be watch if they don't lose another player during this Mercato, because some player are near to another club. Metz was a very good surprise last season. Is an equipe really strong in defensive phase, really physical, win the second ball, a lot of velocity in transition. There Nian will be came back. It's really important for Antonetti, the trainer of Metz, like striker. In the history, Metz won only one game in the last 20 years against Lille at home. The statistical don't speak about Metz, but Lille suffered that type of game. Lille is a team can be surprise you in transition, but when they must to elaborate in the third part of the field and active the positional offensive game, they have a lot of difficulty. And I will be take another risk for that game, and I will be put a draw between Metz and Lille.
Okay, draw 3.77. Also, we have a double chance, for instance, for Metz with odds 2.21. So we win our bet if Metz win or they draw. So basically, if Lille drop points, the champion in their first game of the season. And our last game bring us to Montpellier. Marcel is playing there with Sampaoli, the Chilean coach in front. They finished last season fifth, 18 points away from the Champions League spot. So I guess Marcel, the first goal of the season has to be playing again in the Champions League. They done a very good pre-season, actually, beating big teams like Villarreal or even Saint-Étienne, whereas Montpellier, they finished eighth the last season, and also they were able to beat Leipzig in this pre-season. Odds are 2.38 for an away victory for Marseille winning at Montpellier.
Yes, I saw Olympique Marseille with some more than Montpellier. Montpellier changed the trainer during the summer. They're conserved our striker, and they're the player make the difference. And Laborde, Idolore. After now, the changement of the defense, the fullback three with fullback four, will be a little difficult for Montpellier, because there was a lot of season that play with that system of play, and now the system and the shape of the team are totally different. One, we can show that during the preseason game. In front, Marseille has with Sampaoli, with the opportunity to working 3 months before the last season with Sampaoli, give an advantage to Olympique Marseille to make the market, to have an identity about the team, and go to check the player who can useful to the team. I saw Marseille winning in Montpellier Sunday.
Good market actually for them. As a Roma supporter, I'm surprised that they got Pau Lopez, great goalkeeper, and also Cecik Under, that he's always up and down, but he has a brilliant future, I think, for the Turkish attacker. Then, Alain, this is all. We've analyzed all 10 games in the first match day of Ligue 1. Let's enjoy the French Championship. Thank you very much for being with us. And everyone, if they enjoy our videos, they always can like them, subscribe, of course, to our channel, and click on the bell to get notifications. See you next week with more French Championship. Bye-bye, Alain.
Ciao.